everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. As always, don't forget to hit the follow button on this podcast. Follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. And last week, we talked about memory. So if you want to learn about memory, all the ways to improve memory, then go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about saunas. We recently took a trip to Europe, and one of our stops was in Oslo, Norway, and we went to a sauna called Salt. Mm-hmm. And they have like these three different saunas. One's really a big, huge A-frame made out of wood, all kinds of different levels where people are hanging out at, having drinks, enjoying the sauna. You got another one that's super hot, so it's really compact. The roof is really low. Since heat rises, obviously, that makes the whole room really hotter. And then you got your kind of medium one there where it's not, you know, too hot, but not too mild either. What was your experience? What'd you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It was almost like you're euphoric in the sense that like when you get done you just feel so relaxed, truly, like all of your stress just kind of dissipates, and you feel like almost like you went and got a massage. You feel like all my toxins were out of me. I actually could breathe again better, not that I was sick, but you just felt overall like a relief. And yeah, euphoric. That would be, I guess, what I would say is what I felt afterwards.
Awesome.
Well, what about you?
Yeah, same thing. Felt like just super relaxed, really euphoric, kind of out of it afterwards. Just kind of in this weird state of like a trance almost. Yeah. Felt like you like had a runner's high going, like you got a workout in. It just kind of felt like all those different endorphins and everything rushing at once. So yeah, it was a good experience staying in a sauna for a long period of time and really kind of pushing our bodies to the extreme. So on that note, what other benefits are there if you do a sauna?
So with that experience, we were like, oh, we need to do an episode on saunas, because you know, we didn't know anything about any benefits. Obviously we could see that there were benefits and just the way that it made us feel. So then we did some research, and some of those benefits include that you will have improved cardiovascular function. So again, just like my husband was saying, it really is like a workout. It can be compared to a workout from what I was researching. So it does increase that circulation, it lowers your blood pressure, and then reduces that risk of stroke and heart disease. You get pain relief with it as well, which is similar to what our experience was, in the sense that you felt like you just left from getting a massage. So saunas do help with relieving pain. The heat relaxes your muscles. When I'm doing hot yoga, or when we have gone to do hot yoga, I feel like I can do yoga easier when it's hot, because our muscles are heated up or warmed up. That's why they say to stretch before you work out, because you're warming your muscles up to be able to push them harder during the workout. So with saunas, that same sort of thing, it's really hot, so you get that relief in your muscles. So then stress relief, it reduces stress, improves that feeling of well-being, definitely did that for us. Skin health, with that sweating, your pores are also getting open, so it leads to improved skin health, as well as making your skin less prone to getting acne or blackheads. Improves your sleep, so since you're not as stressed, kind of like that euphoric runner's high feeling when you're done, you actually do get a better night's sleep that night. So can improve sleep since you're put into that state of relaxation. It also reduces your risk of dementia. So just like how in previous episodes we talked about working out and how that continuation of working out continuation of working out improves that improves, reduces the risk of dementia. Just like the working out does that, so does sauna, is because it's compared to a workout. So you have that reduced risk of dementia. The heat actually activates heat shock proteins in our body that are related to dementia. So it helps then to lower that risk of us getting dementia. It also improves your respiratory health. So I always think of how when I was growing up, my mom would always give me steam baths. If I had a cold, like a sinus cold or a head cold, my mom would say, you just need to go into the bathroom, turn on the shower as hot as it can go, and do a steam bath, and then go out into the cold right after. So same sort of thing with saunas. When you're in the sauna, they do make different types of saunas. So you do have like that drier sauna, or where you have more moisture. Where we went, they would add moisture so it would get dry, but then they would add the water to bring in that steam into the room. So that's what helped, I think. I feel that's what helped with that respiratory, and like literally our noses were dripping because it was clearing our respiratory system out. So improve respiratory health. And then it increases your metabolism. No surprise here, right? Your body is getting warmer as you're in the sauna, so you're sweating so much. And then it is increasing your heart rate, which in turn increases that metabolism, and can lead to greater weight loss. Something that we're going to try ourselves moving forward is actually going weekly to a sauna. To see those benefits more often. And then detoxification of the body. So again, just like massages, you know, they tell you at the sauna to drink plenty of water, get plenty of fluids, because it is getting, your body's getting rid of toxins as you're sweating so much. So detoxification. So kind of how it works, like why we're able to see those benefits, is because saunas are actually similar to that low moderate exercise. So again, it's increasing your heart rate, widening those blood vessels in our body that helps with that circulation. The exercise again helps with that dementia. And then with the higher heart rate and oxygen moving through our bodies, we're actually then lowering our cholesterol and increasing our calories from burning. So that's kind of how it works and the benefits that you see with continual use of saunas.
All right, great information there. A lot of great benefits. So I know one of our goals, as you mentioned, is to start hitting the sauna at least once a week. Luckily, we have one at our gym.
Yeah.
So we're able to do that and utilize that. So that's a good challenge for everybody else out there to kind of start getting into it as well and check out those benefits, drop us a line and let us know how it's going. In terms of starting out with the sauna, you probably want to start out with maybe 5 to 10 minutes or so and just see how you feel. Always listen to your body and get out if you're starting to feel a little off or something like that. And then you can start increasing it over time to about 15 to 20 minutes is where you want to cap off at, I think, in most scenarios. Our scenario was a little bit different as we were traveling. We were visiting the sauna. It was a fee to get in it. So we were definitely going to utilize every minute we could. But even they had a time limit on that as well. So that's a great way to get started. There are some risks of using the sauna. My wife mentioned one as well, which was dehydration. So you definitely want to make sure you drink plenty of water before and after your sauna session. Overheating, so spending too much time in the sauna can lead to heat exhaustion or even heat stroke. So be very careful with the time you're spending in there. Don't fall asleep in there or anything like that. Heart issues, any of those with any kind of heart issues, please consult a doctor before using a sauna. And also fertility concerns, any kind of prolonged exposure to high heat for men could lead to reduced sperm count. So be careful with that if you're looking to get pregnant or have a baby. how to use the sauna properly. Again, hydrate, very important. So can't stress that enough, to hydrate before and after your session. Good idea to take a quick shower beforehand to make sure the sauna stays clean, and also shower after, of course, as you get a little bit sweaty, obviously.
A lot of it.
Start slow. So again, begin with those shorter sessions, about 5 to 10 minutes, and then work your way up to about 15 to 20 minute sessions. Allow your body some time to cool down. So step out of the sauna, maybe hang out in the gym locker room for a little while where it's a normal room temperature, and sit there for another 5 or 10 minutes or so before you head out. And that will help you to cool down. This sauna that we went to as well had a cold plunge. So they had these different barrels set up or lined up, and over the barrels was a faucet. And if you turned on that faucet, some freezing cold water would come out. And the barrels were already filled with water as well. So a lot of benefits to taking a cold plunge right after a sauna. You already touched on a lot of these. The improved circulation, so you're just even wrapping that up even more, supercharging that circulation as you jump into that cold water. The reason is the sudden change in temperatures causes your blood vessels to constrict and then expand, which boosts your circulation. Reduced inflammation, so cold water helps reduce inflammation and muscle soreness. Mm-hmm. Kind of touched on that one a little bit as well. Enhanced recovery, so any kind of cold plunge like that is gonna speed up any muscle recovery after an intense workout. And mental clarity. The shock of cold water can increase alertness and clarity as well, so that adds on to all the other mental benefits that we were talking about as well with the sauna. So that was about all we had for you on today's episode about saunas. So take that challenge, get out there, start doing it once a week, find a gym that has one is probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
A lot of other options out there. I know a buddy of mine recently bought a sauna online. It's kind of one of those, you know, relatively cheaper models in the $500 to $1,000 range, where you can kind of set it up in your garage, backyard, something like that. It looks almost like a tent type thing. So that's one option as well. So get out there, explore some options online, and try that sauna. Again, follow Superhumanistic on everything. Get that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.